Eye on the Arctic, views from the north, I'm Elish Quinn. Language Week is now underway in Canada's Eastern Arctic Territory of Nunavut. The annual event is organized to celebrate Inuktitut and Inuinaktun. And joining us today to tell us more is Cassie Burke. She's the manager of Inuktitut Affairs in Nunavut, and she joins us on the line from Iqaluit, the capital of Nunavut. Cassie Burke, hello.
Hi.
So we have so much to cover, but I thought just to introduce people to what it's all about, tell us just generally what Language Week in Nunavut is about, you know, sort of what goes on and who's involved.
Well, we do this every year during February, third week of February. And this started in 2003. It's called Uqosumut Kuvesu Tikhanna, and that means celebration of language. And this year we have a theme called Our Language Keeps Our Culture Strong. And this is by Nunavut government. And every February we celebrate in the history and where we are. They use the status, the importance, and diversity of Inuktitut. We call it Inuktitut, which is both Inuktitut and Inuinaktut. And this promotes our language.
And so you've mentioned it's been a few years that you've been doing this. What's new this year in particular? I imagine every year you're looking for new things and it evolves in new ways.
This year we're really celebrating the resources that are created, especially for books. There wasn't a lot of material in Inuktitut or Inuinaktut, so we've come a long way. There's a lot more children's books, even adult, and more resources are being created to preserve and to promote our language, which really helps. We need to read to our children, grandchildren, in our own language. And we're very, happy to see more material being produced.
And even from, on a social media standpoint, I've noticed the last week there's a lot more people on Twitter sharing things like links to flashcards in Inuktitut and Inuinaktun. You're seeing a lot more sharing also on these social media platforms about resources, flashcards, and things like that.
Yes, and it's so important to use these. We didn't have a lot of material before, and we often end up reading English books. But these books are from our own language. They're not translated. So that's very important. We need more authors out there in our own language from our own people. And I remember reading as a child, my teacher reading me a book with illustrations of trees and streets and big buildings, which I was not familiar with. But today we have books that are being done from our own people and our own language, so we can really relate to them.
And how would you characterize who Language Week is primarily for? Is it to get young children excited about it, or is it to get even, people that may have grown up hearing the language but they don't use it in their day-to-day lives? Who would you say the event is sort of geared for?
I think during this time, we often start discussions about our language, which is very important. We need to be discussing where we are and where we want to be. And, I have parents who don't speak English. They're unilingual Inuktitut speakers. And, we need to keep that communication open, especially from their grandchildren and my own children, be able to talk to them. This is very important to be able to interact with our family, especially our elders. It's home. This is who we are. It's very important that we speak it and to respect our unilingual Inuktitut speakers. They want to know what we're talking about. Exactly. So these resources that we have, that we see, and more people sharing, is showing that we are able to do this. We are able to create books. We are able to create our own resources, not from anywhere else, but from our own people, and using the sophisticated terminology and using different ways to promote these, to bring them back, and even through legend stories, through singing. There's a lot of cultural events that we still do. These are promoting our language, and we have to keep that. And it's part of our culture. Let our language and our culture come together. And that's what our theme is this year, is our language keeps our culture strong. And this came from the youth that we met with last year. And they said that the language is strongest during a cultural event. If they are camping or out on the land or doing anything cultural, the language strengths. So when we're asked, how do we celebrate Language Week? We say anything with culture, do a cultural activity, invite an elder to tell a legend story, read Inuktitut books, or sew, or sing in Inuktitut, learn a song, go out on the land, look at, go hunting, or have a feast. So those are the right way to bring the language back.
And do you see, as just as you've been involved in this over the years, do does the kind of excitement and discussion around language that goes on during Language Week, do you see it carrying over in sort of the months and weeks afterwards? Is there a momentum that's created with events like this when it comes to discussing and really thinking about the importance of language?
I think because people are discussing more things, what they would like to see and what they need, which really helps, because you start planning, okay, I would like to see this next year, and they, you know, take a year to plan, because if you want to create resources or whatnot, and because you're discussing more about language during this time, you get ideas of how to preserve and how to use your language more. And this is why it's very important to have Language Week, is because it gets people talking, and you're also interacting more with people. Like I said, if you bring an elder to come to your workplace or into your school, and they're telling stories and how rich our language is and our culture, that pride, it really sticks to you, and you want to do more. So we notice a lot more people getting involved and doing other things and teaching. And I know the elders really enjoy the attention too. We have to work with them, and when they're getting invited to share their knowledge, it's very respectful.
And, you know, census figures, when we look at the health of different Aboriginal languages in Canada, Inuktitut, or the Inuit language, it always emerges as one of the strongest. But there's still challenges. And I'm wondering, from your vantage point, what challenges or barriers remain in getting young people to use the language and ensuring sort of that this trend of the strength of the Inuit language continues to grow?
Yes, I think English is very dominant, especially through TV, internet, music, what's cool, and even if you were to pick up a magazine, everything in English is so dominant. So, like, if you go to my parents' house, they don't speak English. They never have the volume on TV. They only listen to Inuktitut radio. These are the things that we have to do to keep the language in our home. And more we speak it, more we use it. So when we're using the language, it keeps it alive. And I know for myself, I had to remind myself not to so easily speak English. And if I notice that a youth person isn't understanding me, I'll switch to English. It's so easy to do that. And what we have to keep reminding ourselves that we have to be patient and teach them. And more we use it, the maybe they will try to use it more. It can be so intimidating to them. You know, we do consultations with youth, and one of them had said that, I don't think Inuktitut is a youth language. It's more for older people. So we need to meet with them and listen to what they have to say so we have the same understanding. So we still have to work together to change that thinking.
And it's a wonderful note to end on. To Cassie Berg, thank you so much for making the time to speak with us today.
Thank you very much.